Hello, my beautiful friends. I hope you're having a good day, good night, wherever you are, whatever time it is. Oh, I'm so happy to make a podcast. I feel really, really inspired right now. I don't know what happened to me. I feel a lot of energy. I just ate a protein shake. That's probably what it was. And I ate an oatmeal ball. But anyways, I just feel right now in this moment, I feel a lot of energy. I feel joyful. I feel peaceful. I feel very in tuned, but also I feel off at the same time, if that makes sense. Let me rewind, because the past few days have been a little difficult for me because I've been feeling very overwhelmed. And in my head a lot, I've been having really bad headaches. And I think it's just being overwhelmed with the direction that I'm going in life right now. Because I feel like as a collective on this earth, everyone is going through something right now. I mean, we're always going through something, but it's very specific right now. It's almost as if like you are at a breaking point, like a veil is being lifted. And I have been intensely healing the past few months. And it's been like different eras that have been coming up for me. And I've been processing different things and healing through trauma, through the breakups and the relationships, through friends and family, through my connection with myself. And I would say the past few days, I have really been overwhelmed with what direction that I'm kind of going in and just kind of figuring my shit out, honestly, and just feeling a little pressured and overwhelmed and overstimulated. But yesterday I got a massage. It was a 60-hour massage, and it was it was much needed for my body. And she did a scalp massage on me, and it's like currently my neck and my headspace and my scalp that holds a lot of tension, because I'm like really thinking about a lot of things. And she gave me a massage, and it was beautiful. I think her name was Brittany. But yeah, it was just absolutely fantastic. And then I ran a lot of errands yesterday, and I got a lot of things done. And I'm going to tell you, last night was so difficult for me. It was so difficult for me because I remember winding down and just like having a headache and being literally, I felt completely drained, and I felt anxious. I felt overwhelmed. I felt stuck in my head. And then I smoked a little bit, and then I got in the bath. And I was relaxing in the warm water. I was cleansing myself. But the whole entire time, it was like my mind was on a rat race. And I was just being there for myself as best as possible. And a lot of like triggers came up, a lot of limited beliefs, and it's not even really important to attach to the detail of the situation, but more of like, okay, you're here now, and how can you be here now? Because focusing on all the details gets really confusing, and it gets even more overwhelmed trying to have like a solution. But I just remember spending some time in the bath and really like noticing when my mind took control over me, and then I would kind of like shift, as in like, I don't know, like just start washing my hair and then rinse my hair and then lay down again, then put conditioner in it, and then just like different things like that. Really trying to get into like a peaceful headspace. It was kind of difficult for me last night. Wanted to get that off my chest, because after my bath, I laid down and my mind was running. And my mind felt like it was about to blow up. My headache was pounding and I couldn't sleep, tossed and turned, had the most freaking craziest dreams ever. It was a lot of like, it was a lot of like triggers came up in my in my dreams last night from like just like past relationships, and like the way that my dreams play out is it's like, this is what you're going through right now, this is what you think about, and it's coming into your dreams. And I've had a lot of like trauma of being cheated on, so like I will get cheated on in my dreams a lot, and I know that I need to like really consciously be aware of when I get triggered, like if I think I'm gonna get cheated on or I think I'm not worthy enough of love. Like, it helps me in this reality notice those beliefs that come up, because it comes up in my dreams, like, oh my gosh, it's so clear to me. And I usually don't remember my dreams, but I've been being more aware of them and thinking about it more, and setting my intention to open up my mind more to where I can actually remember dreams, because it's so important to remember your dreams. Like, it has so much potential, so much keys, so much lessons that you can apply into your daily life. It's so beautiful. So last night I was so overwhelmed. My head was pounding. I could not stand the feeling. I felt like depressed and anxious and overwhelmed. My body was tensed. It was my neck. It was literally everything. And I finally fell asleep. I woke up and I didn't have a headache, but my mind was racing and I felt anxious. Because remember, if you go to sleep a specific way, you wake up feeling the same way. But I did my best to take care of myself last night. Like, I got in the bath, I took care of myself, I had the candles, I had candles in my room, it was very zenful. I even did some naked yoga, like, once I got into my room, because it was just what I needed to do. And if you've never done naked yoga, do it now. Like, literally, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Swim naked, go outside naked, do yoga naked. I've been really incorporating being naked a lot in my life, especially when I go to sleep. You better be naked when you go to sleep, because that literally helps you build such a beautiful connection to yourself. It's changed my life. Anyways, so I woke up this morning, I felt depressed. I felt low of energy. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I was just like anxious and sad, and I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do, but I do know that I drink water when I wake up. Like, drinking water gives me energy, and it starts regulating my digestive system, because, oh gosh, I've been having some gut issues recently. I think it's from the cottage cheese and maybe the bell peppers, like, causing inflammation, and cheese. Not drinking enough water, maybe. I'm really being more aware of what I'm consuming, but, I've been meal prepping as well. I'm literally just ranting about my whole entire life. Like, welcome to my freaking life. And this is sometimes what I need. Sometimes I need to be inspirational and tell you, like, what's channeled through me, and sometimes I just need to freaking say what my days have been like. You know, it's like a mix of this, like that. I literally love my podcast because it is my diary. It's my diary. And sometimes I get anxious about making podcasts because I feel like I have to be able to give information and give this a specific way. But no, I can literally just talk about my life. And it's actually a mix of both, because I'm learning valuable lessons as I share my life and experiences with you. So today, yeah, I just felt really poopy this morning, and, my uncle owns a gym, it's called OCF, and I've been wanting to work out there, but it's CrossFit, and man, it is intense. It's intense, and it's for, like, people that get their workouts done, and I mean, literally, like, 60 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, the, deadlifts, lots of workouts. It was so long, and it was pretty intense. So I did that workout, but it was like, after I was feeling that way this morning, I called my best friend, and she was on the way to the gym, so I was like,
I'm going with you. Like, this is what I need. I need to get my body active because I haven't been active enough. I haven't been eating enough food. So I want to start, like, I am starting to be more active. Like, I could literally just walk my neighborhood too and just move my body, because, like, if I'm working at home and working for myself and not doing a lot during the day besides just, like, hang around and, like, just, I don't even, well, yoga is beautiful. It keeps me toned, but I also like intense workouts like that as well. It was a lot, though. And the workout was very beautiful. I feel like after it was so intense, I felt like I was going to throw up. I felt like I was literally going to throw up, and it was so much energy. And I ended up eating a protein shake after and an oatmeal ball. And so I have a lot of energy from what I just ate, and I have a meal prep I'm going to eat soon because I need to make sure I'm eating my food and, like, getting more protein and stuff. So, yeah, basically I've been feeling very anxious, overwhelmed, overstimulated, like I'm going crazy, like my head is about to explode. And I'm making sure I'm drinking water, I'm getting rest because I got so much rest and relaxation. But today I'm also just going to be in my own presence, make sure I nourish myself. And I had a friend call me last night, and he was telling me, like, he was so stuck in his head. He was so anxious, so overwhelmed, and felt burnt out, like literally done with so much stuff that he's been, like, doing and putting up with. And I was like, OMG, we are going through the same thing. We are going through a collective awakening, and you are not alone. Like, literally, the fact that it was so late when he called me, I was already sleeping. So I was like, you know, rest is important. Going to bed early is very, very important. But the fact that we are not going through things alone, we have people that are truly stepping into their power and healing themselves through emotional support, physical support, spiritual support. It's like so much is going on right now. It can feel very overwhelming. I just wanted to share that because I have been feeling so much, and yeah, I really just am here for myself right now and always, and I pray every single day. I pray every single day because I believe, I know that I am surrendering. I'm asking for help. I'm giving help. I'm receiving help. I am speaking into existence of what I want in my life and what I'm thankful for and how I feel. And prayer is just a beautiful thing to incorporate into your life, to be able to step into a headspace of surrendering into yourself, surrendering into God, surrendering into the creator that created our bodies, our minds, and our souls. So one thing that I'm grateful for right now is truly my body, because my body tells me, my body feels, my body stores information. And if my body feels alive, if it feels good, if it feels relaxed and active at the same time, I'm really living the most optimal life, because your body is going to take you places. Your body is literally your temple, and you want your temple to be sacred, cleansed, healthy, beautiful, sacred, and I'm just very grateful for my body. She's so beautiful. And my tummy, I've been going through a lot of digestive issues recently, of just feeling bloated, but also just carrying a lot of energy in my tummy. And that has happened for years, since I've been younger. With, like, the way I used to eat when I was younger, lots of processed food, frozen foods,
lot of just, like, unhealthy things. And now I'm really trying to cure my gut health. I know that I need to have, like, the probiotics, prebiotics, drink more ginger, because that helps a lot. And then this morning I took bitters, which is an active digestive starter. And, like, you consume the bitters and it activates your nervous system and it processes your digestive system to help you, like, poop. So regular bowel movements are really important too. I've also just been healing a lot too, because I've been going through so much recently. The past few months have been completely shifting my reality and my mindset and my lifestyle and what I want and who I'm becoming. And sometimes it feels really, really intense. But I know that I got it. I know that I'm here. I know that I'm breathing. I know that I'm safe. Ugh, I farted. I know that I am exactly where I need to be. Today is a beautiful day to be alive. And I just got off the phone with my friend Birdie. I love my little Birdie friend. And we just had a really good conversation. And she just put her energy into me. And she made me feel very bubbly and excited. And I just made a podcast right after we got off the phone, because I felt inspired. But yeah, I love my podcast. I love my merch. I love my life. I love myself. I love you. I love our community. I love our connection. I love everything in my life. And I'm so thankful that I am where I am. And I continue to do the things that make me happy and document my life and share my life. And continuing to be myself is so important. I feel like sometimes I get overwhelmed because I love everything. I do everything. And sometimes it just feels overwhelming because it's like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to start. And that's where structure comes in, because it's important to have structure and, like, a foundation and stuff like that. But I also love going with the flow. My mind is a pretty interesting place to explore, because she be crazy. Yeah, I'm going on a road trip soon to the Florida Springs. I'm so excited. Aw, how are you doing? I've been talking about myself for 18 minutes and 20 seconds. How are you doing? I feel you. I got you. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the nose. This moment is the only moment that could ever exist in this moment. And whatever you're doing right now, whether you're cleaning your room, you're doing yoga, you are at the gym, you're cooking breakfast, you're cooking lunch, you're cooking dinner, you're in the car driving, you're walking around, hanging out outside, painting, drawing, coloring, dancing, whatever you're doing, I am sending you all of my love, because you deserve it. You deserve to be free like a bird. You deserve to be free and to be happy and to be safe. And to be yourself without
feeling the pressure of producing and changing yourself for someone else, or even just to become a better version of yourself. Literally, in this moment, just surrender. Surrender to yourself. Relax your shoulders, unclench your jaw, soften your facial muscles.
Breathe.
I feel like I'm gonna take a nap today. You know, my body wants to produce a lot. It wants to go outside. It wants to run around. It wants to do all of the work that I could possibly think of doing today. It wants to visit every family member that I have in my mind. It wants me to go hang out with my friends. I know that what I've been going through right now, like, I need to take care of myself. And I feel like a nap would be really beautiful, especially after working out like that. But I also know I need to eat more food too, because I don't feel like I've been eating enough food. But yeah, bestie, you are safe. You are beautiful. I am safe. I am beautiful. And I know that. I feel that. And it's just a reminder that I have to continue to remind myself, because I get in my head a lot. I'm like, I start to worry about, like, well, what can I do to produce more? Like, what can I do to make myself feel better? Like, what can I do more, more, more? And it's like, I just want to lay here and take a nap. But, you know, I feel the most confident doing that when it's a balance. Like, when I feel like I deserve a nap. It's not where I'm just like laying around all the time and then I just take a nap, but it's like I feel like I deserve a nap.
Oh, I just feel a little sleepy. I might take me a little quick nap,
and then when I wake up, I'll eat my lunch. I think I'm gonna do that, because I feel like I've actually been like fucked up. That's how I said it this morning, but I don't think I've been fucked up. I just think that I have been mentally in a rat race. And I'm choosing to listen to my body right now, even though my mind is like, Haley, a nap? Are you kidding me right now? You need to do this. You need to do that. Are you kidding me? You're going to take a nap? That's low-key how I feel right now. And I'm being brutally honest. Like, I'm being completely raw and genuine, because I feel like that's how everyone feels too. It's like, well, we don't have time for this, or this does not serve you. Literally, this won't bring you anything if you're just doing this or resting or taking a nap. And it's so important that we do rest and we do just lay. No phone. Sometimes not even a book. Sometimes nothing. Just lay. Just lay here and look around. And I don't know, your mind will wander. But continue to bring your awareness back to yourself. Back to your reality. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy being in the presence of my beautiful room right now. I'm going to lay here. I'm going to take a sweet little, probably 30-minute nap. I don't even know. When I wake up, I'm going to be hungry, because I've only eaten the peanut butter ball. Lots of water and the protein shake. So I don't feel like I'm going to throw up anymore. My head doesn't really hurt. I feel the energy. I feel lots of stuff. But so far, I feel a lot better than how I've been feeling. And I'm so happy that I made a podcast, because I've been needing to talk. I've been needing to release. I've been needing to express myself. And this is the form of me expressing myself. I don't know how I do it. I just do it. I literally just rant and talk and talk and talk. And I love it. It makes me happy. Whoa. Whoa. Okay, bestie. I'm going to lay down. And I will see you soon. I will see you soon because I'm just going to see you soon. And I love you. Take care of yourself. Listen to your body. What is it telling you right now? At least give yourself a hug. You deserve a hug. You know you want to give yourself a hug. I love you. Mwah. Peace out, bestie. Meow.